It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Julianne Welby. The road to redemption may be a long one, but for Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, it's been full speed ahead all season long. After missing nearly two full seasons of baseball due to injuries and a season-long suspension for his role in the PED scandal, A-Rod's having a very good year. The 39-year-old has been quietly working his way through the record books, too. He passed Willie Mays for fourth on the all-time home run list. Now he's on the verge of another milestone, one hit away from his 3,000th for his career. We're joined now by WNYC's own Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show, and our resident Yankees expert. Hi there, Brian.
Hey, Julianne.
First, I want to start by playing you something that before the season, we spoke with former NFL player and motivational speaker Brian Holloway. We asked him what advice he'd give A-Rod, and here's what he said.
If he just slams the ball out of the park and doesn't reconcile, that's not going to work very long.
So we know A-Rod is hitting the ball well this year, but what about that second part, Brian? Has A-Rod taken ownership of his past and set an example?
Well, I'd say he has not owned up to his past at all, but he's owning his present quite nicely. You know, for all the good reasons to disdain Alex Rodriguez, from everything I hear, he is very popular with his teammates, and he's seen as a really good guy in the clubhouse. He helps younger players actively. He vocally supports other players' accomplishments. He's not arrogant in a way that maybe he once was. He works his butt off at his own game and is a role model in that respect. And he's also said to be a real student of the game. He knows the minutia of good baseball decision-making, and players look up to him for that. Also, I think one liberating factor for A-Rod is that Derek Jeter isn't there. Even before the steroid scandal, there was this good Yankee, bad Yankee thing, you know, from the unpopular comments that A-Rod made way back in the 90s that basically said Jeter was not the player that he was. Now Jeter is retired, and there's new air in the room for A-Rod to be a leader and just be popular in a way he never could before.
Now, the Yankees did not acknowledge the recent milestone when A-Rod passed Willie Mays on the all-time home run list. Do you think they'll acknowledge his 3,000th hit?
My guess is that they'll hedge it. This milestone comes at a slightly different time in the curve of the A-Rod news cycle than the last one. He keeps getting big hits, keeps looking like Mr. Consistency, and the Yankee fans who go to the stadium are cheering him more loudly every day. And by the way, more loudly than any other Yankee on this team.
Really?
That's not even close. Not even close. And the boos, at least in the Bronx, are gone.
A-Rod's next big hit could come tonight. Do you think it'll be a compelling moment?
Yes, but I think it'll be more compelling if it comes tomorrow. Tomorrow is Old Timers Day, and all the revered Yankee greats will be there for the Old Timers Day game and ceremonies, from Derek Jeter back to 90-year-old Yogi Berra, if he's healthy enough. So in that context, the Yankee front office probably won't like it if tainted A-Rod gets his 3,000th hit with all those unbesmirched good guys in the stands for television to get reaction shots from, but it could come down that way.
You're a pretty dyed-in-the-wool Yankees fan, Brian. What are the ethics of cheering for A-Rod as far as you're concerned?
So for me, as a Yankee fan, watching A-Rod do well this year, presumably drug-free, and being a good egg about it, I can cheer for his day-to-day hits, but I can't cheer for the milestones because they're not real. That's where I find the emotional and ethical line for me. Now we are seeing that A-Rod, drug-free, if he is drug-free, is still one of the greats of the game, so he'd have a lot of the same stats, but it's unknowable. There's no way to come up with a number for how many fewer hits or homers or RBIs he would have if he was drug-free his whole career. So the milestones leave me, and I think a lot of people, a little cross-eyed when they come along, but I predict he'll get a standing ovation if it happens in the Bronx.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
You bet.
Brian Lehrer is the host of The Brian Lehrer Show here on WNYC.